Hi, and welcome to What the Facupuncture. I'm Nigel Bauer, and I want to kick off this inaugural podcast by explaining the main theory behind the science of acupuncture. Yin-yang theory, based off of Taoist principles, shapes the foundation and framework of this ancient medicine. You may recognize a symbol represented by a circle with one side being shaded black, which is the yin, and one side white, which is yang, and both sides have a little bit of the other within. Yin and yang is a philosophical concept that helps to explain two opposite principles, which can be observed in all phenomena within the universe. A sort of binary code, if you will, making up the ones and zeros of existence. How, you may ponder, does this relate to acupuncture and its ability to diagnose and treat an individual? Take, for example, the life stages of a person. Conception and infancy is a very yang stage of life. Yang meaning energetic, warming, kind of like fire, which is usually the symbol that they use in China. As we age, yang and yin transform until we hit old age and eventually die, which is a yin stage. Yin being static, cold, usually characterized by fire's opposite, which is water. Now, this is a very generalized observation. Looking again at the yin-yang symbol, each has a bit of the other within, and both are not always equal, which creates quite a dynamic relationship. It's true that yin and yang are opposites in terms of character, but they're also dependent on one another. Think about concepts of good and evil. Opposite, yet without one, there can't be the other. Yin and yang consume and support one another. Fire, which is yang in nature, needs fuel of some kind, which is yin in nature usually. This leads me to the fact that yin and yang transform into one another. Eventually that fire will die, and will be left as ashes. As I mentioned earlier, yin and yang aren't necessarily equal, but rather in a constant state of flux, much like our own bodies. Again, how does this relate to acupuncture? Based off of these theories, a practitioner is able, through observation, to determine the relationship of yin and yang in the body of their patient. Although in flux, much like homeostasis, there is a balance that is needed in the body, lest disease becomes present. And what is the first thing our bodies do to fight infection? Fever. Heat. That rising yang within the body, accompanied usually by rest and fluids, which again is a very yin concept. This will be it for the first podcast of What the Facupuncture. This is Nigel Bauer, signing off.